Alarmed voices began to sound from the far end of the walkway, and Luke looked up to see a handful of workers in blue Get coveralls pointing toward them. He waved a hand over the fallen Nargons and whipped it forward, using the force to send both huge corpses flying through the air toward the astonished spectators. Murmurs of alarm became cries of surprise, and the crowd dispersed in panic. Leia deactivated her own lightsaber and stowed it in a thigh pocket, then slipped a supporting hand through Luke's arm.
"Let's get out of here."
She dragged him into the turbolift tube R2-D2 had prepped, then wrapped her arms around him so they would not be separated. R2-D2 tweedled once, and Luke had to fight to keep from retching as the repulsor lift shot them upward. As they ascended, Luke slid his lightsaber up inside his sleeve, where it would be both out of sight and handy if he needed it. His head cleared enough to realize just how desperate their situation had grown. Vistara was hunting them, and by now she had a pretty good idea where they were. Even with the mess below, it would not have taken her long to find them. Clearly, they were in for a fight, and probably sooner rather than later. The turbolift stopped after a few seconds, then swished open to reveal an elegant round Malera stone foyer filled with lacy green frond plants. Corridors fanned out in all directions, and from several came the sound of murmuring voices and chiming of office machinery. Directly across from the turbolift, an RC-7 receptionist droid stood behind a curved Lindakwood counter, her triangular head tilted expectantly as she waited for Luke and Leia to approach. Standing behind the RC-7 were two Mandalorians in polished Beskar Gam armor. As soon as they saw Luke and Leia's blood-soaked coveralls, they drew their blaster pistols and stepped forward to intercept them.
"Quick!"
Leia called, pointing back toward the turbolift.
"Jedi!"
The Mandalorians looked in the direction she had indicated. Luke did not even glance toward Leia. He used the force to push aside the closest one's blaster hand, let the lightsaber drop out of his sleeve into his hand, and jammed the end into the unarmored area beneath the Mandalorian's arm.
"Don't make me."
The Mandalorian's helmet pivoted toward his companion, who was in a similar position with Leia. For a moment, Luke thought his guard would be foolish enough to resist, but the Mando quickly opened his hand and let his blaster clatter to the floor. When his partner did the same, Leia nodded and said,
"Now take off your helmets, and I'd better not hear anyone asking you to confirm a report about intruders."
As the two Mandalorians obeyed, Luke turned toward the RC-7 droid and used the force to push her away from the desk.
"You stay, and no messages or your scrap."
The droid raised her arms immediately.
"Please, you have no need to threaten me. Security is their assignment.